Okay, the Shtei Chemed brings the din that a Onan. Onan is someone who lost somebody, and it's the first day before the burial, or that same day. So the Shtei Chemed brings the din that an Onan is chayev in Netilas Yadayim. If he's sitting down, let's say, to have a bread meal, so he makes a Netilas Yadayim. Even though a Onan does not keep mitzvahs that day, but Netilas Yadayim is based on Isser, right? There's an Isser to eat without washing. And therefore he needs to wash. But the Shtei Chemed raises the problem, but we know classically that an Onan is pata for making brachas. And there's an Isser there too, right? Asur lahanus me'olam hazeh below bracha. You're not allowed to get benefit from this world without a bracha. So every food you're going to eat, besides the positive mitzvah of making a bracha, there's a negative you're taking care of as well, which is not to steal from Hashem, to use Hashem's world without a bracha. So Shtei Chemed says, how come by Netilas Yadayim we made the Onan do it, but the bracha we said he doesn't have to do? So he says, Taka, based on that, probably the halachas are wrong, that maybe the onen should be pater for Netilas Yadayim, so it's consistent with brachas. And some have suggested the opposite, that because onen's chayev, so it should be chayev by brachas also. But that's not what we paskin. We paskin that an onen is chayev in Netilas Yadayim, and he's pater from making brachas for eating. So what's the difference? So perhaps one could suggest the following as the chakira, as the chilik. Meaning, what? So therefore what? No, you have to. But you have to wash before Netilas Yadayim. Because there's an Isser. You're not allowed to have the bread without washing. There's an Isser. You have to. But how come by brachas we say he doesn't have to? So there's an Isser. Isser l'hamas melam hazeh b'bracha. So I was thinking of the following. That when it comes to a bracha, what's the reason you need to make a bracha before eating? You need to make a bracha before eating because how could you take advantage of Hashem's world and not keep mitzvahs? You're not going to keep a mitzvah and make a bracha and thank Hashem and you're going to get benefit from Hashem's world. Seems a little bit backwards. But here the reason is because you can't get benefit. The reason is you can't get benefit. You can't do mitzvahs. You understand? You're not trying to bypass mitzvahs. The halacha is that an onan doesn't keep mitzvahs. So therefore the issur lahanas molam hazeh below bracha would not be relevant over here. But when it comes to truma, when it comes to washing one's hands before a meal, the Isser there is because, let's say, technical Srach Truma. Later on, when there's a base of Migdash, you're going to come to mess over Truma from when you're a lower status of Tuma and going to a higher status of Tahara. So you need to wash. That's not the same reason. You understand? Again, the reason why brachas, you need to make a bracha, is because you can't get benefit without first doing mitzvahs. But Hashem didn't want you to do mitzvahs by an onen. So therefore, the onen doesn't need to make a bracha. But when it comes to truma, there is an isser there. When it comes to bread, there is an isser there. The isser is you're not supposed to handle it without washing first. And therefore, because there's an isser component there, that's why you would do so, you would make a bracha and wash beforehand.